Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, I don't know about you, but at the end of the day, you have something to praise God for. I know you know I say it every week, and you probably hear it said every day or all the time, because at the end of the day, one thing about this pandemic and one thing that it should have taught you, amen, it should have taught you at the end of the day, you can't save nobody unless they want to save themselves, amen. If they're going to listen, if they cannot listen to protect themselves and make sure their own livelihood and well-being is taken care of, why are they going to listen to you? The only thing you need to do is focus on that the blessings of the Lord in your life make it rich and add it no sorrow. Amen. Because at the end of the day, if somebody going to go through the pandemic and go through the time that the world don't get a paradigm shift, amen, still complaining, still with the same old, still with doing the going left and all this kind of stuff here, don't want to see things the right way, want to see their things the right, you know, why they want to see it. Oh, well, because at the end of the day, if life cannot tell you what to do or show you a different direction, it ain't no sense of this old prophet right here trying to prophesy something to you or tell you what, you're going to do what you want to do anyway. So, my God Almighty, I want to speak to those that have life. My God Almighty, he that has a breath, y'all go ahead and praise the Lord with me. Amen. I want to speak to someone this morning, or many of you, if not all of you, if you realize that the Lord is on the main line, I might as well go in and shout and tell him what I want, because God is good and his mercy endures forever. It ain't no sense of crying over spilled milk, because if it, at the end of the day, let me talk to some of my church followers or talk to some of my brothers and sisters. Let me talk to ADM for a minute. If God's still blessing you in the pandemic, out of the pandemic, you still, my God, is being blessed. You're still walking. You still seeing increase. Amen. You ain't experienced different things that others begin to talk about. I want you to go ahead and tweet me and say, amen, Pastor, amen. Because at the end of the day, the blessing, it might not be the blessings that you're looking for in my life, but at the end of the day, I can speak for myself that my life is blessed. What I'm saying is, you can speak for yourself. It ain't about the cause, or it ain't about this, or it ain't about that. It's about, baby, are you happy? Do you got peace of mind? Amen. You go ahead and live your life, because you are what? Blessed. Amen. Because the songwriter say, when praises goes up, somebody just take a 30 seconds, amen, on this Sunday morning and go in and give God. I can care less where you at, internationally, worldwide. We got something to praise God about. Somebody help me here and just praise God with me.
The blessing comes down.
Somebody for a second, amen, that they had a moment, say the devil tried it, but it didn't work. I want to talk to somebody this moment, say he tried to put me in depression, but it didn't work. He tried to stop different things, but it didn't work. He tried to stop my ministry. He tried to stop my life, but it didn't work. He tried to stop and come against my family, but it did not work. I want to speak to somebody, my God, I might have got a testimony and say, you know what, Pastor? He tried it, but it did not work. So I want to tell somebody, if the enemy already took his best shot at you in your life, and it did not do anything to take you out. It may made you wobble a little bit. It may made you stumble a little bit. But at the end of the day, a good man steps on order. But boy, I feel like I'm finna get ready to run right here. Somebody praise God. We about to get out of this. Y'all know how I do. My God Almighty, I get that DJ anointing on me, amen, and just want to praise God with somebody, because at the end of the day, you don't have anything to hold your head about. You don't have anything, my God, to cry about. You don't have anything to be sad about. One thing that I want to remind somebody, you might not have the money you want. You might not have the things that you want, but baby, let me tell you something. You better look around. You better thank God for life, health, and strength. You better thank God that you got blood running warm in your brain. I got another day by grace that I could be able to attain the things that God, my God, I want to speak to somebody that have not seen the promise unveiled in their life. I prophesize this morning that every promise that God done told you, everything that it has said, it's going to avail. It's going to come to life. It's going to, somebody say manifest, manifest, manifest. It's going, we finna get ready to walk into our manifestation season. You coming out, you coming out the shade. jail. You're coming out the door. You're coming out, my God Almighty, a place of hiding and captivity, a place of self-insight, my God, in safety. You've been to get ready to walk into manifestation. My God Almighty, as I'm talking to you, who I'm talking to, what about you, Asia? As I'm talking to you over there in Asia, you coming out in manifestation. Somebody say, it's my manifest. It ain't no sense of me worrying about the haters because they still have something to say during a pandemic. There ain't no sense of me worrying about the liars because at the end of the day, a liar is going to lie. It's my time just to rejoice in God. Is there anybody, my God Almighty, have a near-death moment, a near-death experience that at the end of the day, you know, my God Almighty, we don't have to talk about 3 years ago, 4 years ago. We can just talk about a couple of months ago. We can talk about last year. You might not told anybody, but one thing about the detection of the Holy Ghost, God says, I'm here. My God Almighty, I feel like a moment. Somebody pray.
Yes, I'm right.
This morning, my God, real quick, I want to do something real quick. Except for my God Almighty, Bishop Davis, I want everybody else to press one. If you already pressed one on your phone, press one again. I want you to come. I want to get the screen unlit, my God Almighty. Go ahead and press one on your phone again because I want to do something, and it might be participating in you. Amen. I just feel like giving God a praise, my God Almighty. My God, other than Bishop Davis, I want everybody else, go ahead and press one on your phone, but I want you to stay there. I don't want you to go nowhere. Amen. Because I'm finna get ready to open up the lines just for about 30 seconds or so, my God Almighty, for praise break, praise testimony. I feel like somebody need to go ahead and say something. I feel like somebody, my God Almighty, done been through the valley, done been through the rain. At the end of the day, they got a moment to where they can say, you know what, Pastor? The devil tried it, but it did not work. And I feel like giving my testimony. I feel like throwing, my God, I want to speak to somebody who didn't thought that they didn't have it in them. Amen. You thought you had to rely on somebody else. You thought you had to rely on somebody else's prayer life. You thought you had to rely on somebody's relationship. You thought you had to rely on somebody's worship. But, baby, God done showed you in this season that greater that is in he, that is in my God, you and you and you, that is in the world, you got something. My God Almighty, listen, I'm about to go to these lines, my God, and I want to hear. Let's get in some praise break. And I'm going to call out the last four digits of your phone number. You got something to give God, my God. Some of you, my God, it should be everybody on here. Just press one. Even if you just say, you know what, Pastor, I thank God for life. I thank God. Some of my families didn't make it. Some of my closest friends didn't make it. Some of my siblings didn't make it. But I thank God for life that God still got me here. And at the end of the day, I could just read. My God Almighty, let me get ready to go. You take our phones off of mute. You don't have to mute them because we don't want no interruption. I want you to go ahead and give God something to praise about. If that's you, you, or you, or you, it doesn't matter. If you listen up by way of internet, you better hang up. You better get off the internet and call in at 845-277-9136. Come on, somebody. My God, I'm about to help this man out. Listen, we're going to the first caller. My God, you on the air, 4850. My God, I'm about to. God bless you. Amen. Listen, you want to get your phone off of mute, I'm going to keep on going. Amen. God bless you. 7680. God bless you. You on the line.
Hello.
7680. You on.
Hello.
There you go. God bless you. Hello.
Hello. This is Mother Wings, Joanne Wings.
God bless you, Mother
blessed.
Wings.
I am blessed through the pandemic. Thank God I'm still here.
Amen. God bless you. Hearing from your mother, we keep going, and you better keep on shouting and giving God the praise because the best is yet to come. Let's go ahead. 39-23. God bless you. You on.
Good morning, Pastor. This is Sister Felicia. I praise God
What's
that
on,
I am still
Sister Felicia?
Here.
Holler at your pastor. Holler at your boy right quick.
I thank God that I'm still here, coming the 30th of November, make 1 year that I almost died. So I'm thanking God every day, each and every day, for waking me up. Because I could not.
You come on, Sister Felicia. You definitely got something to give God a praise about. That is you, my God Almighty. Go ahead and praise him. You got a testimony. Somebody else, let's go ahead. My God, 0186. God bless you.
Hi, Pastor. I'd like to give thanks and glory to the Father God, okay, that I'm still here, and that he let me know that with the enemy, from the hands of my enemies who wanted me dead, that he would not put me to death due to them. And I give him all the praise and glory from the witchcraft and from the people conjuring the dead up, trying to kill me and take me out. But by the grace of God, I am still here, and I give him all the praise and glory.
Come on, Sister Tammy, go ahead and praise them. You need to go ahead and give one of them praise in the midst
Hallelujah.
Of your bedroom or wherever you at, that they tried it, but it did not work. That the enemy, they cannot penetrate, that anointing cannot penetrate when you cover. So you might as well just go ahead and praise God. Walk with your head up. Walk with confidence. See, this pastor here, I walk with boldness. I step with no fear. You can put word, curse, say what you want to say, do what you want to do, because at the end of the day, when I'm covered up under the shadows of the Most, come on somebody, I feel like screaming here, my God Almighty, somebody help me to praise God for our very own sister, amen, right there in New York, go ahead and praise
everybody,
God.
Praise the Lord.
To get ready to move on, but my God, I just praise God, and we just bless God for what he is doing, and we just thank God. My God, let's go get another one. 9148, God bless you. You on.
Hi, this Mother OG, and I give all the praises to God that I'm still here. Weeping may endure for a night, but I thank God joy has come in the morning. Hallelujah.
Come on, mother. That's what I'm talking about. My God, weeping. Man, do it for the night. Somebody say joy in the morning. Somebody just got a prophecy right there, right there, right there. Other words, your night. It's a transition from, my God, night to morning. It's a transition. Some of you are in the transition, finna get ready to come out. Some of you, I see the sun rising. I see the sun rising. I see the sun rising. Baby, you're looking the wrong way. Look to the east. The east is where the sun comes up. Stop looking in the west. Amen. You're east, my God Almighty, it's coming. I see the sun rising. I see the sun rising. Go ahead and pray. Let's go ahead and move on. Let's bring that back. Let's bring our mother back on and go ahead and give us our welcome. Go ahead, mother. God bless you. My God Almighty. I know Pastor just don't mess up the whole service. Just work with me. Work with me, mother. Work with me. God bless you, Mother Helen. Go ahead and give us our welcome.
Good morning, everyone, under the sound of my voice. On behalf of our wonderful apostle, Pastor Temple Spencer, the queen of the house, our First Lady, Lakeisha Spencer, and the entire ADM family, we welcome our international visitors, our local visitors, United States of America. We just welcome you. As I always say, sit back, fasten your spiritual seat belt, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. And again, I say, you are so very welcome. Back in your hands, Apostle. God bless you.
God, thank you, Mother. Amen. Listen, Mother be trying to give y'all some safety advice. Amen. Because she tell you to buck it up. Because at the end of the day, we don't want no one to get injured. We don't want no one to get hurt. Because at the end of the day, we can take off fast. It can be a little turbulent. But at the end of the day, when praises goes up. Hey, Amen. God is good. I'm telling you, saints of God, you might as well just go ahead and thank God, my God Almighty, for where he done brought you, where he's going to get ready to take you. I don't have anything, my God, but to tell you, the best is yet to come. My God, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm telling you, many of you, you don't seen the best punch of the enemy that he done tried to do, but you're still here. Amen. Some of you done been in through some nail-biting moments, but at the end of the day, like the scripture declares, he said he will never leave you or never he's going to forsake you. So you might as well don't let go of God unchanging hand. Come on, somebody. Help me out here, because at the end of the day, God is good. My God Almighty, and you could testify that his mercy endures forever. Amen. God is good. First lady, I don't know what to do but just thank God, my God Almighty, and just give him all the glory. I don't know yet. I don't know why individuals just want to, but my God, I don't see the reason why individuals don't want to walk faithful with God. I don't see it. Amen. The benefits, my God Almighty, that the things that God do when you walk faithful with him. See, y'all got to get out of the naysayers. Amen. Because the naysayers, that's all they are. Sayers. That's all they are. They sayers. They sayers. They just saying something. Amen. And trying to sell somebody else something, what they said, my God, what they saying. But at the end of the day, if you don't buy into it, they don't have nothing to sell you. Let me tell you something, because when the blessings of the Lord make us rich, my God, stop lying other folks trying to sell you some sorrow, because they cannot sell you no sorrow, because the scripture declares it is no sorrow. Holler at your boy right quick. Let's go into our prayer with our very own evangelist. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Temple. You have surely blessed me this morning being the DJ. I don't know about everybody else, but I can shout, I can dance, and I got breath in my body this morning. So let's go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for a new day, a new breath, for new mercy, new grace, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that the best is still yet to come, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you continue, Father God, to give us endurance, Father God, to continue, Father God, to let us move on, Father God, to not look to the east or the west, Father God, but to continue to look forward, Father God, so we can keep on keeping on, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we are still here through this pandemic, Father God, and we're going to continue to fight on, to move on, Father God, not worry about what other people are doing, Father God, but worrying about staying in your presence, Father God, staying in your presence, that secret place, Father God. So as we go on, Father God, as we move on, Father, we are reminded, Lord Jesus, to stay in your presence, Father God. We are reminded, Father God, to hold on to your unchanging hand, Father God. We are reminded, Father God, to look forward, Father God, to stop going backwards, Father God. We are reminded, Father God, that you love us unconditionally, Father. So you shall never leave us, neither will you forsake us, Father God. We are reminded on this day, Father God, that you chose to feed us our daily bread, Father God, and give us our living water, Father God. So, Father, we ask you, Father God, to pour into the man of God this morning, Lord Jesus, that's going to feed us, Father God. Let your Holy Ghost show up and show out, Father God, because some people need an awakening this morning, Father. Some people need a deliverance this morning, Father. Some people need to know who you are, Father God, and who they are, Father God. So, Lord, do it now. Do it right now, Father God. Do it right now, Father God. Show your face, show your presence, show your hand right now, Father God. As we move on in this service, Father God, let the Holy Ghost show out, Father, in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, 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 and glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
Just take a few minutes and worship him. Take a few minutes and thank him. Some of us just need to take a few minutes, just reflect, my God Almighty. Because at the end of the day, the biggest blessing that comes out of all this, that you've been changed. It's you've been changed mentality-wise, your mind. Amen. Many of you, you don't have a paradigm shift in your mindset, and you didn't even know it. Only thing you about it, you do things different. You think about different things. Amen. Your social space became smaller. Amen. And you begin to fellowship different. Because why? It's a change that took place. You go ahead and praise God and go ahead and worship God with me. Amen. Let's take a minute and just worship. I just feel like, my God, just taking a few minutes and giving God some personal time. Amen. Because at the end of the day, if it have not been for him, amen, you wouldn't even see the reality that God been trying to show you a long time.
I want you to, from the inside out.
Come on, somebody. You know, we just thank God for how he done blessed our life and done turned us around and our life been changed. My God Almighty, because at the end of the day, you've been changed. Amen. At the end of the day, something about you has been changed. That's a blessing all by itself. Many of you, your mindset done changed. How you social with folks has changed. How you get intimate with people done changed. Amen. Matter of fact, some of you, your direction and your pattern in life, you don't got serious about it. Stop playing these games, amen, and put it to the side. See, when life comes and it really awakes you, you don't need no one to tell you what to do because you'll begin to put different things in place for yourself. I just feel like worshiping here. Man, go ahead and my God, worship God with me.
Y'all remember this? Has come home.
I speak change in your relationship. I speak change in your ministry. I speak change in your life. Matter of fact, I speak change in your business. See change in your finances. Now I want to make sure it's specific because we don't need no demonic influence because I didn't specify it, amen, to begin to add a category to it. We send change for the increase of the things of Lord. Change because of the blessings of the Lord in the families, amen, begin to mend things together as scripture begin to put it, amen. Things begin to mend back together. We speak change, my God Almighty. Even if a decision has to be made, the footsteps of a good man or a good woman is ordered by who? By the Lord. At the end of the day, your life is going to change for the better. Even if you have to walk this walk by yourself, even the scripture declares, amen, my God Almighty, you'll be a stranger. You got to carry your own cross, amen. And you, every now and then, you might see somebody that pass by. But at the end of the day, it's your journey, amen. It's your journey. We just want to continue, my God, and bless the Lord and continue to bless the Lord with me. Listen, we have not forgot about the virtual, amen. We just having some computer issues and different things that is going on. But at the end of the day, we are not worrying about that. We know, we learn, and we know how to not begin to give enemies all that credit. We just begin to continue to walk and stay focused with God. Y'all help me out here, amen? So we're going to continue to do what we got to do and put things in place, amen? But at the end of the day, amen, my God Almighty, long as God ain't denied, we're going to keep on moving forward into the things of God. Listen, saints of God, I just want to share with you, listen, we will be having watch night service, 8 a.m. Family, even members, amen, and new members that want to be a part, don't stunt word, want to join, want to be a part, that'll be the time to where you're going to be able to come and be a part of it, amen. We'll be having a watch night service, amen, at 604 Dale Avenue, and we'll begin to give you the information to let you know where it's at. We're still going to continue to practice social distancing. The space is big enough, amen, and we're going to celebrate, amen. We're going to celebrate. Pastor will not be doing our watch night service over the Block Talk or over virtual or anything like that. We will be doing it, my God Almighty, in the house. Amen. It'll be a blessing if you all will attend. So we just want to thank God. And also, my God Almighty, Evangelist evangelist Nita. We definitely going to give our proper ordination service. My God Almighty, it's going to be about 30 minutes before. We will give you detail, my God, pertaining to that, because during the pandemic, my God, she showed herself faithful and still is showing herself faithful. Not saying that things doesn't get tight, things doesn't get rough, things doesn't get hard. But one thing about it, I love an individual, no matter how tough it get, how hard it get, they don't quit. They still, God could use you when you don't have a quitting mentality, amen? But when you got these quitting mentalities, I can't do it, I can't deal with you, I don't feel like doing it, I got to give it, I got son, and I ain't with this, this ain't God, that ain't God. No, baby, God can't deal with that. I don't care who, my God, begin to roll their eyes and prophesize and speak in tongues. Listen, God cannot deal with a quitting mentality. But those who, at the end of the day, get up, brush yourself off, and stay in a race, because it ain't given to the swift or the strong, but he that endure to the end. Amen. And at the same token, we're going to open up the doors of the church for you to begin to come in and be a part with ADM ministry. Amen. For many of you, my God, over the pandemic, you want to join forces with us. So please, my God Almighty, tell your family, tell your friends, get them excited. Y'all, come on. I'm telling you, ADM, you're going to be fast up and prayed up, and we're going to be blazing hot. So any type of virus or whatever, by the time it been on, because if it want to vibe on somebody, by the Holy Ghost gonna burn it up. Somebody just say, let it burn. Amen. Just let it burn. It's just a blessing. Amen. To just, my God, for you all to hang in there for this time. I know that some of you don't got cabin fever. Some of you don't got fatigue. But you're still hanging in there. Amen. Nobody didn't tell me that this road going to be easy. Songwriter say. But he said, I cannot believe, my God, he brought me this far to leave me. I want to let you all know it probably wasn't easy. But at the end of the day, many of you hang in there. Amen. And you still is hanging in there. That's a blessing all by itself. We want to bless you. Pastor want to be a blessing to you in your life and in your family or whatever. Amen. Because God has been good. Listen, saints of God, we just want to continue to bless God. Amen. And we want to continue to lift up the name of the Lord. Listen, we have our very own Bishop Michael Davis, amen, going to come and break the bread of life and break the word of God with us. I'm always a blessing, my God Almighty, to hear what he has to say. I don't care, my God Almighty, about the naysayers. At the end of the day, my God Almighty, you cannot take away, my God, the promises and who God called and what God says about anybody. Amen. So it's best to believe. Amen. Just don't touch it. Just leave it alone. Amen. Just leave it alone. Because what God said about you or whoever, and an anointing that is over your life, who life, or whatever life, at the end of the day, it is what it is. It ain't nothing you or anybody else could do about it. That's why me and First Lady, we walk with our head up and we walk strong, because we have not seen the righteous forsaken nor the seed. Come on, somebody. Bragging for bread. Listen, I about to calm down, because I ain't my God Almighty, because God has been good and his mercy endures forever. Listen, the saints of God, I don't even have to introduce. Y'all already know him, especially our listeners all over the world. Our very own Bishop Michael Davis. God bless you, Bishop.
Bless you, Apostle Spencer, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to jump right into the water that's already flowing. I'm just going to jump in and continue to swim with the waves. And Psalms 91 say, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thy most high. We ought to praise him for what he's already done for us. We ought to praise him for what he's doing in our life. We ought to praise him for what he's going to do in our life. When the praises go up, the blessing and the blesser come down. Do anybody need the blesser to come down to be a blessing in your life? If so, you ought to take a few fleeting moments and just praise him right in your sanctuary. Of wherever you are, that is your sanctuary, you ought to begin to praise him. For this day is your Exodus. I come to tell us today that this day is your Exodus. Your drought is over. Your whatever drought you have been in, it is over. Whatever lack you have been in, it is over. Even in the midst of pandemicness, you have probably thought that you had a lack or something dried up in your spirit. I want to tell you today that your drought is over. According to 1 Kings in the 18th chapter, end of the 17th chapter, 18 and 41, thank you, Holy Ghost, Elijah told Ahab, get up, go eat, and enjoy a good meal, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming. He told the man of God, he said, get up out of whatever you are down in. Get up whatever you are lacking in. Get up from whatever low place that you are in. Get up from that sadness. Get up from that doubt. Get up from that unbelief and eat and drink. For there is a sound of abundance that is coming your way. In the midst and the end of this pandemic, there, God is still in the blessing business. He is still in the deliverance business. He's still in the healing. So get up, my sister and my brother that is listening to me all over the airwaves and ADM. Your drought is over. Well, what is a drought? A drought is a prolonged period. And whatever prolonged period that you have been in, I come to tell you today that it is over. So get up and eat and drink. What are you going to eat? You're going to eat the word of God. Whatever you're going to do, you're going to drink the word of God, and you're going to be blessed by the word of God. So get up. Your drought is over, for this is your exodus. Exodus simply means coming out. Whatever you are currently bogged down with, whatever you are shackled up with, whatever you are bound with, the Holy Ghost said that you are going to be loose today, and your drought and your freedom shall come. So Elijah the king, he was sent to a brook, and there at the brook the ravens fed him. There was water at the brook, but one day that brook dried up, and that brook became a drought. So God said to me to tell us that the drought is over. And when that drought at that particular location was dried up, God gave the man of God instruction to just move to a place called Zarephath. And there was a widow woman that will sustain you. Well, God had already instructed the widow woman what to do when she saw the man of God approach her was to feed him. So God has already given us rain for the drought. He has already repositioned us. So wherever you are sitting at right now in your seat, if you would take your physical body and move over 1 inch, that would take you from a dried up brook to being fed by a blessing, and your drought will begin to be over. You will leave one space and enter into another for your blessing to be an outpour. Why you say that? Because God told Abraham to take that tent up that he had placed and move it over 1 inch, which repositioned him to possess all the promises that God had given Abraham. So I want to tell you today, my sisters and my brother, get up, for the Egyptian that you saw earlier, you shall see no more. That which had had your blessing held up, dried up, bottled up, and boxed up, it is over. There is a release coming in your life. No longer will you have a prolonged period of drought, but you will have a prolonged period of blessing. So what may have caused me to have a drought in life for the beginning? There could have been a shortage of our prayer life. Yes, we can pray to God, but do we believe what we pray? Yes, we can study the word of God, but what do we believe the word of God that we're studying? The Bible said that God needs to help our unbelief. Though we believe at times in our life, there's unbelief. Why? Because I prayed and my plans of the prayer did not manifest according to God's plan of the prayer. And God's plan is with an expected end for our life. He said in Jeremiah, I knew you before you was formed in your mother's womb. I've already ordained you. I've already anointed and appointed you. In verse 29, it says, I know the thoughts of you, a thoughts of good and not of evil, and I have an expected end of you. And your expected end, according to God's plan, is that you no longer be in drought. Your drought is over. It is time for us to exodus out of that low place and come up to the hill from which cometh worship him in spirit and in truth. I hear the Holy Ghost saying there's some that should have pushed that number one button, but because they're still in a drought, they really don't believe that God has delivered them out of whatever they are in. I want to tell you that it is true. God has delivered you and is setting you free if you believe. I come to stand and agree in the gap with you and I today that our unbelief is overturned. I pray that the release of our unbelief will come to an overflow. God is ready to give us an overflow. You see, Elijah the prophet was on Mount Carmel, and he called the prophets to the hill for warfare. And he gave them instruction, and his God, our God, the living God, defeated the God of Baal. So I want to tell you what is keeping you in your low place this morning, what is keeping you in your drought place this morning, if you call down the fire from heaven, you call down the fire from heaven, it will burn off everything that is blocking the flow of the abundance. I feel the abundance being released to you. I feel the abundance being released to me because your Baal enemy has been defeated. What is my Baal enemy? Anything that is against God's will, anything that is against God's purpose, anything that is against God's word is your Baal in your life. So I bring down the fire to consume up the false altar, consume up the Asherah pole, and that the blessing of the Lord be poured out upon you and poured out upon me. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn a new path so that the blessing of the Lord is abundant and overflow. No longer will you lack in prayer. No longer will you lack in studying your word. No longer will you have disbelief or unbelief in God. No longer will your worship be short. No longer will you not have need provided for you, because I hear and feel the abundance of rain that is coming in your life. I know that I have received and refilled abundance in my life. So today I announce an apostolic anointing on your life. To wherever Apostle Spencer is blessed, you are blessed. Wherever Bishop Davis is blessed, you are blessed. Wherever that any of the leaders of God is blessed, then you shall always receive that apostolic blessing in your life. Therefore, your drought will be over. And if you listen to what Apostle is teaching you, you shall not be in lack. If you follow and obey the word of God and how he instructs you to do it, there should be some abundance in your life. There should be some healing in your life. There should be some deliverance in your life. And you should be able to be to think for yourself according to the will and the way of God. There is no more drought in your life because God is bringing you out of that way. God is bringing you and I out of that way. Whatever way it is, he's turning you to the right like he did the children in the wilderness. When he brought the children out of captivity, he took them to a land. He told them to turn right and go toward the Red Sea. Some people will say, well, Lord, that is confusion. Well, if he had allowed them to go left, there was an army that would have killed them. If he had allowed them to go straight, in the center, Pharaoh would have defeated them quicker. And so he sent them to the right where Pharaoh could not defeat them. And it confused Pharaoh. There's some things happening in your life. It's confusing the people that's trying to stop your life. Good God Almighty. God is blessing you in such a way that people don't understand how he is doing it. People have been trying to put stuff on you, and they don't know how you are prevailing. It is because God is in the midst of your life. God is protecting you, and you are following the instruction of God. So I stop by for a few moments to tell us that our drought is over. That prolonged period of doubt is over. That prolonged period of down in the spirit, down in the finances, down in the health, down in the long-suffering, down in the unforgiveness, down in the unhappiness, that period of drought in your life is over. And because God say it's over, we should praise his holy name. We should put a praise on the deliverance. We should put a praise on the release. We should put a praise on the outpouring. We should put a praise on the abundance of rain that is coming in your life. I hear the Holy Ghost saying that the floodgate of heaven is open and it is about to rain down blessings. It is about to rain down healing. It is about to rain down deliverance. So we ought to put a praise on everything that God is releasing to us today. Psalm 9 says, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous work. God, I'm going to praise you for healing me. God, I'm going to praise you for delivering me. God, I'm going to praise you for giving me an exodus out of that bad marriage. I'm going to give you an exodus out of that bad relationship. I'm going to give you a praise for taking me out of that sick state. I'm going to give you a praise for allowing me to come out of that life state. I am going to give you a praise. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Do you have breath today that is hearing me in the sound of my voice? We ought to begin to praise him for the drought is over. Praise him for the abundance. Praise him from the high sounding cymbal. Praise him from the long sounding cymbal. Let everything have breath. Praise the Lord. The trees is praising the Lord. The animals is praising the Lord. So you and I should praise the Lord, for our drought is over. Your trouble is over. So let's take a fleeting few moments to bless him because we are blessed. Let's praise him because we are healed. Let's praise him because we are delivered. Like Elijah told Ahab, get thee up out of that slump position. Your drought is over. Get up and eat where you have not been eating. Get up and drink where have you not have been drinking. Get up and move from one place to another because people told you pandemic has locked us in. Praise him in your living room. Praise him in your bathroom. Praise him in your bedroom. Go out on your porch and give the heaven a shout of praise and let the heaven know that the earth knows that my drought is over and I will praise you, O Lord, with all of my heart. Let everything in me, everything in your fibers, praise him because your drought is over. I declare and I decree that if you believe the word of God of Psalm 9, if you believe the word of God in 1st and 2nd Kings, if you believe the word in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, if you believe the word in Acts, you will be free. Your drought will be over. Silver and gold I have none, but what I give thee in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost and Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up, eat and drink and be merry because today your drought is over. No more light. No more light. No more like spiritually, no more like physically, no more like in your mindset. There shall be no more light because I see a hand by the size of a man's hand that is getting ready to release abundance of joy in our life. If you receive it and believe it, God is going to restore and have restored everything that has been locked up in your life. This is your exodus. Your drought is over. God is still hearing your prayer. God is still making ways out of no way. So lift up your head, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. So lift up your head today, my sisters and my brothers, and allow the King of glory to come in and know and reassure to you that your drought is over. Whatever dry place you may have been in.
Amen.
Because you are blessed. it is over. No matter what dry place you may seem to find yourself in now, if you believe God's word and follow instruction from the man of God that has given them to you, then you shall have no more lack. You shall have no more drought in your life. But just know abundance of rain, abundance of water, and water represents restoration. God is ready to restore you if you have a sincere heart and a godly desire for it to happen. It is here for you today. Your drought is over. So I declare and I decree this morning, if you get up, reposition yourself. If you get up out of that pity party, if you get up and begin to eat and you begin to drink, which represents the communion with God. Good God Almighty. If you commune with God today, your drought is over. And you will have a praise in your heart. You will have a shout in your heart. You will have a praise on the fruit of your lips, your sound. And any enemy that left that sound of praise and thanksgiving from your mouth, that enemy shall be defeated. Because God says to tell us that our drought is over. Whatever dry place you're in right now, I want to pray with you. Huh? I want to let you know that the word of God say it's over. There's an abundance of rain. There's an abundance of joy. There's an abundance of peace that will replace your drought and your finances and your health and your life in Christ. Your life in Christ will be reestablished for a greater glory, and you will live a better life in your latter days than you did in your former. I feel the Holy Ghost shifting here. I feel that there are some who still doubt because of naysayers. There's some that still doubt because of what they're hearing, voices and people that's not godly. Good God Almighty. I hear that you're believing the ungodly before you're believing the godliness. I believe in that witchcraft that is going on in your life. It's blocking your hearing. There's a sound that the warlocks and the witches are releasing into your ear gate that is blocking you from hearing God. But I declare and decree this morning, if you hear the word of God, your drought will be over. So I bind every demonic spirit that is blocking you from receiving this word today. Because it is detrimental to all of our life that we believe only God's word that is going to make a difference, that is going to make it rain. So in the words of the prophet, one more time, get up. Eat and drink, for I feel and I see an abundance in your life that's going to come forward in your life, and it's going to give you life and life more abundantly. So get up, reposition yourself, and exodus out of that dry place, because God has already ordained and positioned somebody to feed you, to feed you in your new land. So today I declare and decree that your drought and my drought is over. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you, Apostle Spencer. The drought is over.
Amen. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. You just go ahead and just thank God. Somebody need to thank God that the drought is over. Listen, before Bishop came online, everyone, before he came online, the Lord says that the Lord spoke to me real quick. It was very swift that somebody finna get ready to receive this land. This land. I see someone finna get some deed to a property. Amen. Somebody finna get ready to get a deed to some property. I'm telling you right now that the blessings of the Lord, somebody just need to go ahead and give God a praise, because the drought is over. I don't care what it looks like or whatever it is. I don't know who it is, but I know it's my God Almighty that somebody's going to get a deed to some property. Amen. It's going to be a deed in your name. You're going to get ready to put it in your name. It belongs to you. It's yours. Somebody just go ahead and give God a 30 minutes, 30 seconds, whatever you got to do. I just feel like giving God a praise, my God Almighty, this morning, because at the end of the day, the drought is over. Listen, whoever listened to these ungodly folks at the end of the day, baby, let me tell y'all something, amen. Stop listening to folks that cannot produce it or cannot show it in their own life. All they doing is talking a good game, amen. They talking a good game because let me tell you something, successful people, amen, God got to connect you with them people because them people are too busy working, too busy focused, too busy moving, amen. But anybody got the time enough, amen, to just show you or try to tell you something, direct your life, but they cannot prove it in their own life. You got to prove it in me, amen, because talk is cheap, talk is cheap. Don't come and send me a portfolio that you don't even have it to manifest in your life. I don't mean to be a bearer of bad news or insult your intelligence, but at the end of the day, if you could talk the talk, you best to believe your life could walk the walk. I feel like praising them. Somebody give God a praise.
The blessing comes
I pray that you'll just get that itchy ear and get the Holy Ghost to scratch that ear for you, amen. Get all that stuff out of you because at the end of the day, people that could produce something, people that could really help you, amen, you got to pray and ask God to connect you with them type of folks, amen, because them folks are shaking, moving. They don't got time for anything else. Matter of fact, they don't even have time to spend hours and hours with you just to talk with you. Just, we're going to do that, because by God, we got to go ahead and show some production. Things got to manifest, and we got to go in and be focused. My God, I'm telling you, go ahead and praise God, because at the end of the day, the drought is over. Amen. It's over. I just feel like, tell your goldfish, tell your dog, tell Pluto, tell Donald Duck, it is Saints, the fair is here in downtown Atlanta. They got a fair here. Some of you, once you leave off the line, my God, it's a beautiful day. Go and get on a Ferris wheel. Go and find you an elephant, one of them cinnamon, whatever, and just go ahead and praise God for life, because at the end of the day, the enemy tried it, but it did not work. So I might as well get on the, my God, throw my hands, get on a roller coaster and throw your hands up and just let them know you're trying to put me on here, but at the end of the day, I'm going to enjoy every minute of it, because God is good and his mercy endures forever. Y'all, come on, somebody. Listen, we just thank God for Bishop Davis. Amen. Just giving us, my God, the awesome words and the awesome prophetic word, prophecies. Amen. To each and every one of you. If you didn't catch it, I'm sorry. Y'all better catch up with Pastor, because I don't have time to break the A to Z and the D down for you. Amen. Because at the end of the day, if one thing that I learned, First Lady, amen, especially all for these last about 3 or 4 years, amen, one thing that I learned, if people really want it, amen, you don't have to spend much time with them, because what you're trying to do when you spend all that time with them, you're trying to convince them of something that they think they want. Because when somebody really want it, you don't have to try to spend all that time to sell them something and convince them. Amen. They're going to follow. If you say go left, they're going to follow left, because they don't examine your life. Amen. They don't study your life and know that you have something to give where they at. Other than that, y'all, listen. Listen, Pastor, stop wasting your time with these. Listen, they're going to, I don't know who this for, but it just hit my spirit. Listen, they're going to leave anyways. Amen. They're going to do what they want to do anyway. Stop trying to convince, my God, people that think they want something, but they really don't want it, but they'll try to tell you what they want and how they want it, and they don't even know how to get it, because if they knew how to get it, they'll already had it, but my God, they've been already had it. So stop wasting your time with these headaches, and you need to just go ahead, live your life to the fullest, enjoy ministry. Who comes, who goes, my God Almighty, at at the end of it, it's going to be what it's going to be. You just thank God and just live your life as a blessing. It's so many pastors and leaders that are left here already. At the end of the day, my God, carrying the burdens of individuals, of people, that at the end that they still going to go and live your life. Amen. I'm finna praise. I'm finna listen. This praise for every leader, every minister, every person that is in the gospel, bishop, apostles that's still on the wall. This praise here for you.
Oh, yes, I'll praise him. But help me, I'll praise him.
God bless you all. I'm going to get ready to get out of here. Listen, we thank y'all for tuning in our Sunday broadcast. We just bless God for you always, always. Listen, you want to praise God? My God, that's all we got for you. I don't know. I hope God don't even change this part of ministry with me. Amen. Because that's all I got, nothing but praise. Because all I've seen in my life and what God unveiled, all it is, his word is true, manifestation. You just got to go to work. Get all that other unfocused stuff out of your life. Get with individuals. Know that what they doing and they able to produce it. That way it can help pour into you for a season. Amen. These folks ain't trying to control your life. They trying to pour into you for they can show you the path. And after that, you'll be able to walk on your own and begin to fulfill something. Then you'll be able to do the same for somebody else. And if we can tag team like that, you know how many success people that will be in the Lord. Amen. Come on, church. Let's go ahead and do, my God Almighty, what the Lord say do. And let's get these promises and these words, these things that God don't place and prophesy in our life. Let's go to work and let's see it unveiled in our life. Somebody praise him. As you all don't turn in this morning, Eastern Standard Time all over the world, my God Almighty, we thank God for each and every one of you, and we're going to go ahead and praise God on our way out this line. Thank you for tuning in. Peace. We are out.
Thank you.